Hey. Hey, how you doing, guys? How you doing? Welcome to another edition of the Higher Score Podcast. Like a movie? No, I'm good. Well, I mean, I don't think it really matters because we're not recording. That's producer wife in the background. And yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself. Back-to-back episodes. All right. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. I was this close to not doing it because I was laying on my couch and I was really fucking comfortable. I was scratching my balls. I was stretching. I was scratching my ass. I was trying to eat half of a banana nut muffin. Yeah, it was good. It was good times. So I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. I know it wasn't the greatest episode, but, you know, I just had to get something out there. And I'm going to try to get a more consistent schedule going off with this podcast, but it's tough because I'm lazy as fuck. Look at me. Oh, man, I'm yawning right now. Holy shit. That's like a fucking podcast faux pas, podcast no-no, right? Like, no yawning. But I've been up since 2:30. No, earlier than that for work. So I took a tiny nap, but I didn't feel like it was that long. But I'm here right now. I'll be playing audio in the background. My wife loves her TikTok. How you doing, my love? Meh. Numbers don't work? I got you. Great talking to you. All right, but how you guys doing, though? How's everything with you guys? I hope all is well. I was checking the analytics. I got 2 plays on the last episode, so yeah. All right, excellent. Most of my audience probably left already. You guys are probably like, fuck this guy. He's not even on. Why am I wasting my time? And I don't blame you. I don't know why you would want to stay with me anyway. Hey, Macho. Got my dog over here. I think he wants to go outside. Yeah, but he doesn't have a choice because we feed him. I think he wants to go outside. We'll take you outside after the podcast. Can you wait like 30 minutes? We got you. All right. Yeah. I'm a little bummed, though. I was waiting to get the that Batman figure, but it didn't arrive yet. Apparently, it just left. It told me it was supposed to arrive yesterday. And it just left Indianapolis, Indiana yesterday. I want to, but knowing me, I'm probably going to open up the box and then I'm going to forget. I'm like, oh shit. Then I promise to do a unboxing. But I'm going to try to because I have the Rogue figure coming in. So then you guys can have 2 unboxings. Oh shit. Woo! Yeah, this is an exciting podcast. I get that fucking yawn in here. Am I waiting for another time? No, I'm already started. I'm already 4.5 minutes in, so yeah, we're gonna muscle through this shit. Alright, we're gonna muscle through like when you or halfway taking the shit, and it's the shit's too big for you to squeeze, but it's already halfway out where you're committed. You're committed. You just have to grit your teeth, hold on to the side of the bowl, and just let it rip, boy. Because after you're done taking one of those shits, you get like a nice cool breeze that hits your asshole and it feels refreshing. So hopefully by the end of this podcast, you guys will be refreshed, you know? I mean, more likely you're gonna be like, what the fuck did I just listen to? Yeah. It's gonna be one of those podcasts. But before I did the podcast, I was playing some video games. Well, let me make a statement first of all. Guys, I might have to change the name of the podcast because I have not been getting high. I know. It's a shocker. I know. Thank you. I appreciate the ambiance there. Add a little, you know, touch of drama. But yeah, I've not been getting high. It's weird. Being sober is weird, man, because you get stuck in your thoughts. And I have good thoughts, mostly with you. Then I just have a lot of bad thoughts. So that's why people do drugs, folks, because they work. They work and you escape life, because life, for the most part, sucks. I mean, you could probably say when you're rich and famous, it may not suck, but I'm pretty sure it sucks for other reasons. Like, life is not meant for us to enjoy. And the people who say that life is full of wonder, I don't know. You can't trust people like that. They're not real people. They're lizard people, you know? Because call me a pessimist, but there's always something about life that you can enjoy. But for every enjoyment of life, there's like two things that remind you life's a fucking bitch. It's a fucking bitch. Okay? But yeah, to get back to it though, I was playing a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2. It's a little Western video game that came out like 2018, I think. And I still haven't beaten that game. I still haven't beaten that game. Wow, this is gonna be some really good audio quality here. I don't have my setup, unfortunately. It's actually filled with a bunch of shit. I'm just too lazy to take everything out. Set it up. I figured I'll just take the risk and use my the microphone on my headphones. And shit, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2. So yeah, I haven't beaten that game for so long. I've had that game, and I'm maybe like halfway through it. My goal. Oh shit, wow, holy shit. You know what? Give me a second, guys. I'm just gonna wake myself up and I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. I don't know how well I woke myself up because I feel like, you know, the yawn coming, but I'm gonna try to fight it. So anyway, like I've been trying to say, I have a bunch of games that I'm gonna try to beat. So I'm trying to avoid getting any new ones. It's tough though, because I keep telling myself I want to save some money and I'm not doing that great of a job. But there was another yawn there. But I'm proud of myself though. I didn't make the noise. But I feel like I should make the noise because I'll keep it consistent. There you go. Yeah, I know. Well, listen, guys, when you're listening to this podcast, don't put the volume up too high. I'm a bad podcaster. Yeah, listen, guys, don't put the volume up too high. You shouldn't be putting the volume up too high anyway, all right? Isn't that why they lit, you know, they try to tell you or warn you that when you put the volume too high in your cell phone? But yeah, I got a bunch of games I'm gonna try to beat. I want to try to beat Red Dead Redemption 2. And then I think the next game I will try to beat Oh God, if I can. I'm gonna try to beat Resident Evil 2 remake. God, that game is fucking. I'm scared. I get scared every time I play that game. I can't get past the police precinct. Because I'm up to the part where Mr. X is like following you around, but that guy creeps the fucking shit out of me, man. Scares the shit out of me. And I made a mistake one time of trying to play that game in the dark. Oh, the fuck was I thinking? All right, now right now I'm in my living room. I'm staring at all my action figures, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is like a. If nobody knew my situation, they would probably think I'm the biggest virgin. Oh man. Thank God I'm married. Yeah, because this is, I don't know, depending on the girl, man, I wanna get no pussy with this. Yeah, but they're gonna wanna touch them. I'm gonna be like, no. But you're my wife. I wish you could say that about my balls. Oh, then that limited edition New York Comic Con exclusives. Alrighty, so what are we gonna talk about this episode? You know, I just kind of jumped on here just to get an episode going, and I have no idea what I'm gonna talk about really. I mean, we could talk about the Microsoft acquisition of Activision Blizzard for almost $70 billion, but in all honesty, I don't give two fucks about that. That's just more rich people bullshit. Rich people bullshit. What is that? Oh, the trailer? So producer wife asked me, if you guys didn't hear, what my take was on the Moon Knight trailer. And you know what? I want to say it actually looks pretty good. I mean, I like the actor, Oscar Isaac. I think he's a good actor. And I'm interested to see how they take the character, because the one thing about that character is that a lot of people said it was just a Marvel's Batman ripoff. In a lot of ways, he was. But recent stories kind of fleshed out that character and made it more interesting. And it seems like the series is going to go down that road. Yeah, we'll see how that goes, but we'll have to wait till March for that. They currently have the Book of Boba Fett, which we're watching, and yeah. Oh no, I'm not really. I feel like I said it already, but I'm not feeling that show. Not as much as I was feeling The Mandalorian. But, you know, I'm still gonna watch it because it's Star Wars and. Yo, shit. Whoa. I'm gonna need some coffee here. Maybe a nice, you know, mid-podcast blowjob. Jeez. Is that crickets? God, that's horrible. That sounds like a cricket sound from like another country. I mean, I appreciate the comedic timing. So, but yeah, I hope you guys are staying warm, 'cause it is fucking cold as a motherfucker out here. As a matter of fact, what temperature is it now? Wow, it's 28 degrees. Feels like 18 degrees. Jesus fucking Christ. I don't know why it's so goddamn cold. I really wish that the earth was burning. I mean, I don't want my planet to be destroyed, but I'm tired of the cold. I wish that the whole world felt like a tropical climate. That would be nice. But I know that would spell doom. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, we're almost at the cusp of World War III. Sleepy Joe Biden over here making some statements about if Russia does a little incursion. I don't know what the fuck that means. A little incursion, like we'll invade Ukraine, but just a little bit. Oh my God. So I've been watching a lot of like doomsday prepping videos. You know, guys telling you what to have in your bug out bags. I do apologize. I know this ain't like nerd shit though, but I'm just here to let you know. I'm just here to inform you. Get you guys in the know. All right. We might be living in a post-apocalyptic world, like the Book of Eli. Or, oh, I'm definitely not prepared. Oh, I think we're definitely gonna die. But we'll go out together, you know? Fuck it. I mean, my whole plan is if shit was to go down, we'll run to the local Walmart. But we gotta go to a Walmart that sells guns. Yeah, 'cause you want to get a gun. We gotta get an axe. We have to get a good saw. We have to get a tent and sleeping bags, and we have to get paracord. And we'll have this first aid kit and Vaseline, like a nice jar of Vaseline. You use it as a lubricant. You use it for a fire starter. And for you lonely people out there, if you don't have a partner, you can use it to choke the gherkin. I mean, I have a plan, but I'm not prepping properly. I technically should have all this stuff ready, you know? And then we have to go into the woods away from society, because the one thing you have to worry about is not nature itself or the environment, but the people. Human beings are dangerous. You. Oh my God. Guys, I am so sorry for the yawning. Holy shit. This is so unprofessional. If this podcast ever does get big, I'm probably gonna like destroy the first like 50 episodes, because I'm pretty sure they're gonna be like shit. But that's pretty bold of me thinking that I will make 50 episodes, but yeah, we'll see. See how it goes. Staring at my action figures that I have on the wall here. The only ones that are still in a box. But I haven't been told to get rid of them because they're organized nice and neat. But these are the ones that I paid the most money for. So, yeah, you know, some SH Figure Arts, some NECA Turtles, Mario SHF Figure Arts. So, I should try to do some of those Mario figures, but I don't know what to do. Like, I want to do something clever, but I just haven't been inspired. I haven't done any toy photography lately. I haven't done any dioramas lately. So I can't even talk about that. You know what I have been doing though? I've been working and crying. Not like bawling, but you know, just tearing up every time I have to go into the building. It's tough. Hey, what do you want? Hey, you want to go outside? We're gonna go outside, okay? Okay. Oh, you're on the right cord though. Get off the cord. There you go. Very unprofessional, you. Oh man, I might have to cut this podcast maybe a little short because my dog looks like he wants to go outside, and I'm probably gonna take him outside before it gets too cold, because I don't like the cold. I should be used to it though, because I lived in the Northeast my whole life, but I don't like the cold. To me, the cold is evil. Very evil. But let's see what else is there. Today's what, January 20th? I think the new Rainbow Six game came out, Extraction. But I am definitely not gonna get that though. I don't really have anyone really to play with online. It all depends on who I can get. The people that I would normally play online, I don't really stay in contact with them, unfortunately. And yeah, my nephew is working, and my cousin's in a different time zone. So by the time I'm going to bed, he's waking up. Sure. So yeah, this is probably a throwaway episode. This is just Miguel mentioning random shit, not focused, staring into his living room. My wife did finish that 1,000-piece Simpsons puzzle, and she ordered a picture frame that should be coming in soon. So we can figure out where that's gonna go. Probably put it right by her desk or maybe by the couch up here. Just rearrange some of these art pieces we have. So, yeah. No, just a weird ass episode. You know, I could have been talking about other games, but I didn't really buy any games. And I'm still playing the same games like Neo World Ends With You. But I haven't played that in a while, so it really is nothing to talk about. And I should, you know, if I had a PS5, I could talk about that. But I can only talk to you about the struggles I went through to try to initially get one. And the prices that people are offering me is like disgusting. Like somebody was telling me that they found one for a really good price, only $650. I'm like, ugh. No. First of all, it's bad enough that it's $500. Okay? And then on top of the fact that, and then on top of that, it's hard enough because the chip shortage and the supply chain issues due to COVID. Yeah, it's gonna suck to get a fucking PS5. That's why I don't really give two shits about it, man. I'd rather just spend the $500 on something more important, like my credit card bill. I wouldn't spend the whole 500. I'll probably put 400 in and use 100 for weed. You know what? Speaking of weed, I'm fucking getting aggravated because I want to know when I can legally buy this shit in my home state. So I am currently in New Jersey. They passed a law decriminalizing weed and making recreational weed legal. About time. But I don't know when they're gonna start, you know, making allowing us to go to any dispensary and buy weed. I know they have to apply for a license. I know there's like a limited amount of licenses they can offer per county. But they already have medical marijuana legal here. So they already have medical dispensaries that are set to go. They have their growing operations and they have all of the logistics and whatnot set up. Let's just fucking get high, bro. I am tired of paying drug dealer prices. I'm tired of being fucked royally. All right? No, the prices of weed will be cheaper, but you'll be paying taxes on it. Yeah. Because I'm paying, yeah, because you pay, like, depending on the place you go, you'll be paying like 45, 50 bucks for like an eighth of an ounce. Where a dispensary, you could probably get a quarter ounce for like 30 bucks. Because that's what we did in Colorado. You know, they just kind of killed you with the taxes. You got to pay income tax, and you got to pay like a state tax, and then a fucking tax to cover the other tax. I don't know. Because I remember, like, because the weed was cheap, but then the taxes were raked it up, though. But it was still cheaper than getting it from a drug dealer. I mean, I feel bad for all the hustlers out there once legal weed starts coming in here, because, man, guys, I'm sorry. I will no longer call you, okay? I'll still keep you in the Rolodex for emergencies. Because I remember when they legalized weed in Nevada, that shit sold out in, like, I think the first week or first month or some shit, and they had a state of emergency. So it's always good to have a couple people on the on standby, you know? That backup quarterback. Blue 42, purple haze, smoke, smoke, smoke. But yeah, can't wait. I want to be the first one online. I want to be like that guy, you know, like when they have like a new release of a video game system, and they show that first guy that gets the system. I would like to be that first guy that gets that weed. Like, yeah, what am I gonna do with it? I'm gonna fucking smoke it. That's what I want to do with it. Yeah. Let's yawn. I'm still yawning though, but hopefully it's not gonna come off as too, like, ugh, in your ears. 26 minutes. Well, this is a shitty episode. This is a real shitty episode. You know what? I am. I think I'm gonna call it a, I'm gonna call it here. Just keep it a short episode. It's pretty bad. Wow. This could be, you know, guys, this could be a throwaway episode. Like, don't even bother listening to this. All right. Hopefully we'll have I'll be more prepared and more awake for the next episode. All right? All right. So until then, lick my balls. No. No. I gotta come up with a good catchphrase to end. Wait, what would you say? Your cricket sound. That'll be the my catchphrase. Piggity, 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 piggity. All right, guys, I'll catch you in the fucking flip.